Hello, good evening, and welcome to another Moments with Norma. The topic of the podcast this week is resilience. Cultivating resilience and being able to adapt helps us to embrace changes and uncertainties to help us to navigate our life assignments. So welcome to another Moments with Norma. I trust that all of you, my lovely listeners, have had a very pleasant week and you've had some breakthrough in your life or some form of growth that is making you feel a little bit more positive as we travel on our individual journeys. And thank you so much. I know that I've had quite a few new listeners tuning into the podcast, and I thank you wherever you are in the world right now that you are listening to the podcast, for choosing to take the time out to listen to Moments with Norma, and hope that the contents that I bring you are practical and reminders that is going to inspire you, to support you on your individual life journey. So thank you all the new listeners who have tuned in, and also my good old faithful listeners who have been with me for the last 7-8 years on this journey with Moments with Norma podcast. I really appreciate all of you and I thank you. And I love turning up every week to support you as you turn up every week also to listen to the podcast, and hope that you're still getting some substance from the topics that I talk on. And so back to the podcast, resilient. Now, we can all be resilient, but it's a tool that we need to actually work on, that we have to learn to cultivate within us. But not all of us achieve the ability to be or become resilient. And instead of using our natural abilities to cultivate our resilience, what some of us do is use unhealthy habits to help block our natural abilities to be resilient. Or unhealthy habits, you know, are our personal choices. Some of us all have unhealthy habits, which is a personal choice. And, you know, relying on various addictions. And all addictions eventually has some form of consequence, that sometimes the outcome is destructive. And being much, you know, and it brings much unhappiness, not just to ourselves, but to others that supports our life. When we have these habits, you know, we think we're only hurting ourselves. You know, when I used to work for drugs and alcohol addictions, the addicts always used to say, well, I'm just hurting myself. No, when you have friends and family that supports you and you have an addiction, it not just hurts you. It's not just about you hurting you. It hurts our loved ones, the people that love us. It really is. It does impact on their life in some form, in some way, because they are trying to support you, but they find it challenging after a while because, you know, you're not making any headways to dealing with your deeper issues and constantly using whatever form of addiction to, you know, support you instead of you doing it in a natural way. So it does affect our loved ones. We think it doesn't, but it does. And the simplest of addiction it can actually get out of control. It might start as just a little thing, and before you know it, it grows into a big thing, and you start relying on it instead of relying on your own personal abilities to be resilient and to know that we all have that tool within each and every one of us. We come into this world already equipped and prepared for all the challenges and changes that we have to go through in life. It's up to us to find and dig deep within us to find those tools. And we can see the damage, you know, that's been done from personal addictions and feel that we are sometimes, as we say, you know, we feel as if we're in control when we have addictions. But before you know it, it gets out of hand and you're no longer in control. That addiction starts controlling you rather than you controlling the addiction. So even though we feel that we're in control, it can control us instead. Now, we all need to find coping mechanism to deal with our life changes and challenges. Whether our challenges and changes are big or small, we all need to find coping mechanisms to deal with them, rather than dealing with addictions, you know, of chemical addictions, over indulging in certain things. We need to find that natural coping mechanism that's already within us to deal with these challenges, big or small. And as Bob Marley said in one of his songs, the lyric goes, "Every man thinks that his burdens are the heaviest." And this is the problem. We all think that our burdens are heavier than the next person and that you're the only one that is going through challenges and changes. But it comes to all of us. Nobody in life, on earth, in this dimension, can avoid any of these challenges and changes that our life goes through. And in life, we have to be always on guard for our changes and our challenges. You know, sometimes when you think you've just won something and life is on the up and up, that's the time that you really need to be more conscious and be on guard, because that's the time you get more attack, you know, and more challenges and changes that happens when you are, you know, so busy thinking I've reached the pinnacle, you know, feeling untouchable. And if we prepare our knowing that life is a constant change, one minute we are at the bottom, the next we are on top, or one minute we are on the top, and the next minute we're at the bottom. And that's how quickly life changes, in a blink of an eye, unexpectedly, unannounced. It doesn't announce that tomorrow I'm going to change your life. It just comes. So we are challenged with our health and well-being, with our emotions and love, with losing our loved ones, with our finances, with our education, with our children, with our jobs and our careers, with our living space, feeding ourselves and our family, paying our daily cost of living just to survive. And that is getting harder every day. It's an endless challenge that is constantly changing. Just like the season changes, our life is constantly changing. And this is why we have to build up our resilience, to life ever-changing challenges. It is important for us to do that. And it's important as parents, our children learn from us to face life challenges. And this is where it actually starts. Most of us are not equipped ourselves, and so it's difficult for us to teach our children to be resilient. And when we as parents are not resilient and we're always breaking down, having nervous breakdown, feeling sorry for ourselves, crying, you know, thinking we can put our burden onto somebody else's shoulder, let somebody else take our personal responsibility rather than we taking those for ourselves. When we're growing children and children are seeing this behavior, especially with us mothers, when we're growing our children and our children is not seeing us being resilient, then they grow up not being able to use their inner resilience. And we can see that as we are looking through life at the moment. We can see that. And challenges with determination and resilience. Being determined to be resilient, it's important. And it's not just about lying down and letting life roll over us. We all have that challenge that we all have to face. And we all have those tools that we can use and apply to our life. We all have that within us. And it's up to us to explore it and to cultivate it rather than looking for something outside of ourselves. Whether, you know, it's drugs and alcohol, whether it's eating, overeating, whether it's oversexing, you know, whether it's stealing, lying, you know, all of those things that we rely on. We don't have to rely on those external things. We all have that tool that is ready-made. We were born with it, and it's up to us to explore it and to find it for ourselves and to use it in our daily survival. As I said, it's what we were born with, and it's up to us to look within our hearts to find our own personal answers. That's right for us. And with every situation, even though it may be the same situation, there's always multiple answers to our personal challenges and changes, because it has to fit us and to meet us where we are in our own development of consciousness. So even though I might have the same problem as Susan, when I look within my heart, I have to do what's right for me, what I can cope with, where I am. It has to meet me at my consciousness to get the result that is right for me. Susan will get another answer to the same problem, but it's right for her. So it is important that we take personal responsibility and look within rather than relying on outside situation to support us. Now let's look at some of the modalities we can use to strengthen our resilience. Building resilience is like strengthening a muscle, and it takes daily practice, such as finding time to be in silence without the outer noise and the chatters that goes on in our head. in life. A lot of people don't like to be alone. You know, some people just like to have loads of company all the time, occupying their brains with multiple situations so that they can forget about the pain that they're feeling, forgetting about everything else. You know, they just have so many friends and they're constantly talking. They never take time out just being still and being on their own. And the moment that is gets stripped away from them, they go into deep depression. And then that's when they start breaking down and they can't cope. And they're just left with unanswered situation that they can't seem to sort out. And all the noises and the chatter still continues to go on in their mind. Being alone is a wonderful thing. It really does strengthen our resilience. But a lot of people don't like to face the alone. People just hate being lonely. And you can see that when some people do find themselves alone or they're lonely, they tend to have shorter lifespan and loneliness becomes a illness. So just to be still, just for a moment, it's important just to lower our shoulders and the chatters in our head and just breathe. Just by being still for a moment and just use your imagination. You could be sitting on a beautiful beach and just take that backpack off that is you're carrying around, all these burdens that you've packed in your backpack that has become so heavy on your shoulder. Take it off for that moment. Lay it down. Be still. And just breathe. Taking in some good deep breath. And breathing in and out. And just let those shoulders drop. And use your imagination. That you are at perfect peace. Nothing else matters. So silence is like sitting in darkness and seeing a small chink of light that's sure enough will develop the darkness. Now the other modality that we need to be using, this is so important. And if you don't use anything else, just by using this one modality, is having gratitude. Gratitude is the quickest way to manifest the desire of our hearts. Having gratitude for what we have and what we are waiting for. Gratitude should be our daily prayer. It helps us to focus on the positive. And no matter how bad the challenge and changes that we are going through, staying in gratitude brings about the best outcome. And it really, really does. And if you don't do anything else, if you can't stop the chatter and sit for a few minutes on your own, use the gratitude. That is a game changer. Now the other modality is mindfulness. Mindfulness is learning to be aware of our inner thoughts. And when our thoughts drift or succumb to negative chatter in our toolbox, we should have a arsenal of I ams. So don't wait until you go through challenges and changes. Try to practice using some of the arsenal of I am that you have packed away in your toolbox, so that when you're going through something, you can say, right, this is the one I'm going to pull out to use. I'm going to pull out that tool. I'm going to pull out this tool to use for these circumstances. I am is the greatest and the most powerful word that you can ever use in your life. It transforms. Using that with gratitude, it just transforms everything. So, I am that we use to talk to ourselves. We talk to our self-doubts with the I am and practice them daily. It's like, you know, you can be walking along the street and chanting it and talking to yourself with it. So in times of challenges or changes, we can use these appropriate I am. I am of gratitude to build our resilience and our determination. So I'm just going to give a few examples of how you can use these arsenal of I ams and put them in your toolboxes and practice them every day. You might just have a favorite one that you practice every day, but when you have all these other arsenals in your toolbox, you know, if you get yourself into any kind of situation that you're going through, you can pull another one of them out. So I am perfect, whole and complete. And a lot of people will say, no, I'm not perfect. Yes, we are. Whatever we're doing, it's perfect for us, because we all have lessons to learn. So whether it's good or bad that we're going through, those lessons and the situation that we're in is perfect for us and the conscious level that we are on. So we are all perfect, whole and complete. And being complete is that we've come into this world with completion. Okay, we've come into this world with all the tools that we need in our toolbox. It's all within us. And if we take the time to look within, we will find these tools that we can use to defend ourselves when we are in changes and challenges. The next one is, I am wealthy in all areas of my life. I am happy, healthy, beautiful, and talented. I am grateful for the opportunity that has come my way. I am more successful today than I was yesterday. I am capable of success and abundance in my life. I am improving and learning every single day. I am loved. So you can make up the necessary I ams that you need. You can use some of these or you can make up your own, but the main thing is you're going to say, I am such, 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 such. I remember when I lived in Florida and I worship the church that I actually worship in, and the teacher, when she comes on stage in the morning, good morning everyone, and we would have to respond when she says, how are you? And what we needed to respond, we used to respond, I am perfect, whole and complete. I am abundantly rich and happy. And that was our response to her. I am abundantly rich and happy. And I know that has always been part of my arsenal, you know, running a business and having to learn to make money without somebody giving you a wages at the end of the week. I need to make my own wages, you know. And I used to walk around, I'm on the street, I'm abundantly rich and happy, I'm abundantly, and that's always going off in my head. You don't have to be talking it loud. Yourself talking to yourself and calming those doubts whether or not today you're going to make enough money so you can pay your rent and buy your food and, you know, and your bills. So one of my personal I ams is I am abundantly rich and happy. And some people, you know, they just cannot dig deep. Happiness is within us. It's not on the outside. It's not in anything. So when we do get that abundance of finance and our bills are paid, yeah, we can find that happiness will come with it as well. So there is many areas of life that we have to build resilience, such as our relationship, and this includes all kinds of relationships, work, our health, our culture, and social influence. Also, mental health and our well-being. And there's many other everyday challenges and changes that we have to go through. So building a strong support system with friends and loved ones, or a group, or having a therapist is always quite good, or, you know, or a mentor that can help us. And what we need to do each day, sometimes, you know, we dream big. We all have big dreams. I have big dreams. But at the end of the day, you have to break down these big dreams in little pint sizes where, you know, you take one step each day towards your dream. Today I'll do something that's going to move me and support the dream that I have. Tomorrow I take another step, or it might take me a month or so to build on one thing, but building in small steps so that you can get to that bigger dream, eventually it will come. And when the universe sees that you are making some headways, and it will open up the doors. All the unexpected doors will get opened up for you to be able to walk through, even if it's just in a small step. And then life is like a jigsaw puzzle. That small step leads you to another step, until you've created a big tapestry of, you know, of this gold that you're trying to achieve. And that's the way it works. So setting realistic goals and breaking them down into small and manageable tasks. Achieving small goals boosts confidence and resilience. You know, when you've got a big dream, but you've done little bite size, and when you succeed, you feel so great. Wow, I've completed that. I can tick that off the list. And it boosts your confidence to go on and to push on by achieving small goals. Learning from setbacks and not to dwell on these setbacks, but to reflect and learn from them so that we can grow. And we know that setbacks, it's like failure. You haven't failed. That we have to turn that into the positive, because it's going to teach us where we've gone wrong and how we can do it better, or which way to do it. And if you look at some of the greatest inventors, they would have tried thousands of times to get the invention that they're creating right. So setbacks is another way of learning. And it just means that you're not ready yet, or that wasn't the right opportunity, or that wasn't the right time. So having setbacks, you shouldn't be thinking, oh, throw your hands up, I'm going to give up this. This is not going my way. Because some people are very impatient. So they are those of us who get very impatient and are not able to cope and take our times to develop and to learn what we have to do, learning from setbacks and not to dwell on them, but to reflect and learn from them so that we can grow. And maintaining good nutrition. It is so important that we have healthy diets, eating well, because in that way we're taking care of our internal organs that in turn will keep our body well maintained and well serviced. And sleep. It's so important that we get a good daily sleep. And I know in this weather, in this winter time, we should all be hibernating like some of those, you know, animals who, bury down deep in the winter times. Because in the winter time, we can get very tired and very sleepy quite quickly, especially when we don't get much daylight. But sleep is a very important thing. And while we're sleeping, our body is healing and it's recovering. So, you know, it is important for us to shut down by sleeping so the body can actually take care of itself. So another thing that we need to look at is also some form of exercise. A lot of people don't exercise. A lot of us don't go to the gym. A lot of us do go to the gym. Some of us are not in the best of health to go to the gym or find it difficult. But one thing that we can all do as a form of exercise, we can all walk. So getting outside in the fresh air, and even if it's just walking to the shop and back, at least a good 10 minutes walk every day and breathing in, you know, the fresh air is also very healthy. And it keeps our joints healthy rather than sitting down all day and staying in all day. It is important part of our health is to have some form of exercise. And the simplest one doesn't cost us any money is just to walk. Now, being kind to ourselves during difficult times is important. And sometimes we're not kind to ourselves when we're going through our own personal challenges. And we need to do the same thing, because when we have a friend or a loved one that's going through their challenges, we do support them, don't we, with our kindness and with our compassion that we give them. So give ourselves the same kindness and compassion that we actually give to others when they're going through their challenges, and we're actually supporting them when they're facing their challenges and changes. So a little someone sent this to me some time ago, and I thought it fitted perfectly into the topic of the podcast. And it says, live your life with purpose. Focus on your blessings, not your misfortunes. Focus on your strength and not your weakness. Be yourself and don't wait for the approval of others. But most importantly, have a positive and humble mindset no matter what situation you're in. Count your blessings, not your problems, and you will realize how beautiful your life truly is. And the bit that I like in this thing is, count your blessings, not your problems. And this is what so many of us do. rather than being grateful and thankful for life, we end up counting our problems and not realizing we have more blessings than we have problems. But because we don't count our blessings and we feel so sorry for ourselves because we think we're not achieving what we need, we're not getting what we desire in that moment. You know, it takes time for our desire and our dreams to come true, because most of us are not born with a silver spoon in our mouth. We're not born into rich families and already have the money. So whatever we need, we're going to have to cultivate, work hard at it, and know how we can manifest these things that we desire to experience in our life. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that today's topic will be able to be some use to you. And please do share the podcast. If you have someone that's in need of some support, as I always say, sometimes when you're close to someone, they find it difficult to take advice from you. They find it difficult when you're supporting them. Sometimes it's best you're just being an active listener to your close friends or a loved one, rather than giving them any other kind of information. But obviously one of the nicest things to do is to send them a podcast. That's why sometimes, you know, in the mornings when my friends, you know, send Grand Rising to me, they'll send me a little inspirational message. And you know, each day whatever they send is so befitting and usable, and it reminds me. And that's always a beautiful way. So it's a bit like the podcast. If you have someone that you need to encourage, and you know that you've just been a good listener to them, and you're not able to get through to them on the level that you would like to, sometimes it takes another person outside of their circle, outside of the people that love and support them, to say something. And you know what? Sometimes it's the same things that you've been saying to them for the longest time, but somehow when you say it, it's not going in, they're not accepting it, it just bounces off. But when somebody else that has nothing to do with them, never met them, whatever it is, like you know, the podcast you send them, and they'll start thinking, oh my God, and the light bulb goes on. And sometimes they don't even remember that, oh, that's what my friend, that's what Susan was saying to me all this time. And straight away it makes sense. So sharing the podcast to encourage someone and to inspire someone in their journey of life, challenges and changes, is really a great way that you can support your loved ones. And also, of course, you're going to support yourself by listening to the podcast each week. Thank you so much. Now, the weather here has been very, very funny. One day we see sunshine and you're thinking, oh, I'll put on a lighter coat. By the evening it gets very cold, but then by the next day it gets freezing cold. And we periodically still have to be turning on the heating in our houses, because I don't know, it's taking supposed to be spring, really. Well, April showers, and some people are having more April showers. Look at Dubai, this great city that's been built in the desert. But of course, because they've been using a lot of seeding or chemtrailing to make it rain, I think they've actually overdone it, and the skies have poured out from the desert, and their beautiful city, and the tourists are having a very hard time. And so the world turns with all their different issues and problems across the world. But I trust that you will take responsibility in your own small space for your changes and challenges, and try not to pay too much attention to what's happening elsewhere with all the other stuff that's going on in our world. Now, don't forget birthday times, or you're going away on holiday, pick up my book. It's my autobiography, Norm Rellis, and the title is Coming Down from My Mountaintop. It's on the Amazon worldwide and in all bookstores worldwide. You can get a copy and read my inspirational story of how, as a child, I had to build and learn quickly how to build resilience to be able to be sitting here, you know, 69 years later, on a podcast, sharing and inspiring you with contents that I hope that will be able to support you on your journey. So pick up a copy, give a copy to a friend for birthday, get one to take away, and pack in your suitcase to take away on your holiday, as that holiday periods are coming up fast now. So let's raise our vibration and dance and grow into your own personal greatness. Thank you for sharing this moment with me.